That's where shit happened. It all went down. Gettysburg. I'm from there.
You're
Think
from
about it.
Gettysburg?
I'm from Gettysburg. Didn't grow up there. I've been there. My grandparents lived there in a trailer. It was a very nice trailer. Eventually. Doesn't
Oh,
matter.
shit. I looked at a trailer in Albuquerque once and I got a really bad feeling, so I didn't rent it. But tell me about your trailer that you grew up in.
I grew up in a couple different trailers. Yeah, I grew up in a bunch of different trailers. The one trailer that I guess I remember most was it was on a horse farm. I think I've written stories about it and stuff. It's fine. But it got fucked. Like it just got really fucked up at the end. After I left, and then I came back like 7 years later, 8 years later. And my dad had left, and man, it was just fun. It was like a hoarder's kind of thing. The thing was,
Oh.
he had like hundreds and hundreds of lanterns. And then in my old room, he had all these gas cans. So he's been filling lanterns with gasoline because he didn't pay the electricity. You know what I mean? It was just,
That's some Chuck
he's a fucking
McGill
retard.
stuff. Yeah, dude.
What's
That
he
you're
doing?
living in like some backwards ass country. I
Oh,
never.
that's rich coming from you. That's rich coming from you. Fucking Poland. That's not even a real place, honestly.
No, dude, I was born in New York.
Yeah,
I'm Polish
whatever.
too. I'm from
Oh,
my
dude.
dad's family's from Warsaw, and then I'm Chicana, Latinx, whatever, on my mom's side, but I don't think that I look very Mexican. It's
No.
hard being a white passing Mexican. I've talked about it on Twitter before.
I bet it's a lot harder being just Mexican. I would imagine, honey.
Yeah.
They're put they're they're. I won't even. Listen, I'm not getting political. All right.
This isn't a politics podcast. This is
Oh, it's no, it's politics. I'm just not getting political. You know, because what I'm saying is just truth. If you hear me talk politics, just take notes, baby.
Okay.
I have a. I don't know. I have a little intro prepared, which could be cool.
Let's do it.
Okay. As the resident writer of the podcast, the only real writer, if we're honest, I'll come forward and, you know, are we, you know, it's on the forefront of everyone's mind. Are we going to address the recent drama? And the answer is absolutely not. As far as I'm concerned, that intern got exactly what she deserved, and it should have been worse. If I knew her name and if I knew where she lived, you know, that's over. She set us back 30 years, and that's before the internet. That's back to square one for this little community. All right. So that's all we're going to say on it, and we can move on. Oh, on that note, you know, we literally 2 days ago had to talk Emily down from showing up at a guy's house to call him a bad father. To call him, she's crazy. She's going to show up at his house to call him a bad father and the pervert, which these are true things. These are true. But you can't show up at a guy's house. You know what I mean? You can't do it. It's not done. It's not done.
That's how far back that intern set us. It completely undid feminism. But do you know who is a feminist?
You
Me.
you
So
or
we're actually all feminists on this podcast, and we all definitely. disavow Back Patio Press and Zach Smith for being anti-feminist. But Yeah. before we get into the real meat and potatoes of this podcast, I want to thank our feminist sponsor. You guys may know him. He's a famous poet from Toronto, Canada. He's also
Terrible.
like a journalist or something, but he donated like 100 million Canadian dollars to this podcast. His
It's like
name is,
$7 real money.
yeah, I don't know what that is in America money, but he donated a lot of Canadian money,
100
and
million chess pieces worth of money.
yeah, and
How many
great.
matchboxes?
I want to thank our famous poet Canadian sponsor, Mr. Joshua Sherman, for being the
Oh,
primary
yes.
funder for this podcast. So thank you, Josh. We
Thank
appreciate you
you.
and we can't wait to have you on. We are I thought it was going to be Rat Boy Summer. That's what it said on your Twitter profile, and I remember I was like
So mean. You
being
seem such a harpy.
I was trying to get you to divulge who's publishing your auto portrait at the last Derek Mayne reading that I
What's an
performed at, but
auto
you have still
portrait? Is that like an AI picture?
that's what Josh needs to tell us. He needs to tell us what his auto portrait's going to be, where it's going to be published. I know it's not Expat. I know it's not Back Patio.
I just don't know what, like an ASCII Josh, like old game facts, old Josh Sherman.
I think it's supposed to be about himself. He read a part of it at the reading in
I'm
January.
Shel Sherman.
I think that he reactivated his account.
Dude, he fucking rules.
He's
Every
a great
time,
guy.
yeah, when I see him posting,
He's a
I love
stand-up
it.
guy.
I fucking love it. I'm serious. I support him all the way. Everything he does is awesome and it rules. When I see him posting, I imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme music, the glass breaking, and he pops off, brother. He pops off. We need that energy. I love it.
He's everything I want to be, honestly.
Dude, he rules. He fucking
He's
rules,
fucking
bro.
awesome, man.
And I did tell him once that I didn't like any of his writing, and that's not true. I liked 60 to 75% of his story about Matchbox cars. I really did. And that's true. That's true. I don't care for much else.
He still had the heart to be our Peter Thiel, and I think that that's what's important, and that's kind of what we need in the literary community, is people to look
Guys with
past their
money.
differences. Yeah, guys with money, people willing to look past philosophical differences, less sexism, less misogyny. Ooh, this feels professional already. I kind of zoned out for a second, thought I was like listening to something else and forgot that I'm like included in this.
We are professionals. We're professional You see.
podcasters, and this is going to be a great podcast, and we're going to make $1 million on Patreon.
The funny thing is, I have very expensive microphone and you guys are recording on like pieces of shit. And that's gonna help everything because because then I'm gonna be clear. I got the mixing, you know what I mean? I feel the core of this whole thing.
Nah, I don't need all those bells and whistles, bro. I'm doing this shit the old-fashioned
Dude, you
way.
walk around all the time, man.
I'm
You
actually
don't.
walking to this beach where they just like throw trash onto the sand. The most European thing about him, are you at Brighton Beach or is that like only for Russian people? No, I was there yesterday. I'm going the total opposite way towards the highway. There's like a little beach by the motel where people have sex. Oh, cool. Oh, no, not cool. Speaking of that, so I have an interesting piece of alt-lit gossip pulled up on thevrag.vip.com. So the title, it says that the poster is from Brooklyn. And it's a photo of a woman I don't recognize. Let me drop the link in the chat for the class. Hold on 1 second. Maybe it's what's her name? The woman who was on Baywatch, Pamela Anderson. Maybe it's
Pamela
photo
Anderson,
Pam.
is
Yeah,
it?
maybe it's Pamela Anderson. Maybe it's not. But that's who the woman reminds me of. But so the title is "Women Attacking Other Women for Writing About Sex."
Oh no.
You're being Puritan, misogynist, self-defeating, serving as a mouthpiece for men in pathetic male-run lit spaces you seek acceptance from by calling competent writing by your more talented female peers unintellectual for focusing on differing themes from you, weird and conservative behavior that obscures your own work and alienates you from female community, and for what? And then there's a space and 2 question marks. The high of being noticed for a quick minute for your unmerited, I don't think unmerited is a word, but an internalized misogyny, not your writing. It isn't funny, even if it is laughable. So, what
Wow.
did they mean by this? That's so mean.
I guess I don't have any opinions about something so I don't know, it's so stupid. It's just so it's I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing right now. Let me gestate. Let me think about this. Let me think about
I mean,
women.
this
I mean,
is
is
so
that?
bad if you think other people's writing is terrible. Like what they write about is stupid. Is that so bad?
No. I think the thing is, that I think it's very unfortunate, that women feel, I don't want to say compelled or something like that, but there is a lot, like, I would say a lot of writing that gets published by women is sexualized. And I think that's just, how it is in this in every kind of industry, and that's a real
Problem.
problem. I mean, that's just I don't know. I think it's a shame, and I think there is such a predatory nature, especially by
Absolutely.
on this, and you see cycles of this happen over and over. And this is what well, this fucking I don't even like to call it a scene. You're just online. You're just online. But it happens over and over again, and I think women writers get cast aside, and it's already a pool stacked against you where you have to be more attractive or you have to be sexualized, so you have to post selfies, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but
Yeah,
that.
dude, honestly, sometimes this is gonna sound like not the wokest opinion, but sometimes like I'm like, stop posting selfies of yourself, just like share anything else.
Well, I think that's a that's kind of, you know, that's kind of a rooted thing and how women express themselves nowadays. And there could be
Don't
problems with
think.
that or not. But I think what it does is it limits the pool. It limits the pool of available women writers to only women who are more attractive. And it's already a small pool, unfortunately, because men run everything. It's, I guess I'm not saying this very well, and I think there's maybe some meat to that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with writing. I mean, I think even through all of literature that has been, well, I guess let's go from like the 70s, starting with like Margaret Atwood and stuff like that. Always like the woman's experience is always filtered through sex, usually as an attachment or as to men or the loss of men, the loss of love. It's just what's expected. You know what I mean? While men can write about everything. And I think I don't want to say psyoped or something like I mean it's just, I guess it's a cultural problem. It's not something we're going to be able to solve, but it's definitely a cultural problem. And I guess it doesn't help to shame women. But there's some kind of shakeup that should happen. There should be more attention drawn to this kind of thing. I mean,
Bro, you're gonna save me and Emily's brands with this, because you're so like loved by people and charismatic.
my brand is doing fine. I
I
have a
just wait. I just want to say something. I just like climbed a bunch of rocks, and I'm just like sitting, looking at the water, looking at the moon reflect off
man,
the
get that shit out of here. What are you doing? Don't
water.
say
Like
things
that
like that.
photo of the wolf. You
Yeah,
know which one I'm talking
yeah.
about?
That's how I'm feeling listening to this.
Yeah.
I forget that I'm involved. It's just so soothing.
Soothing.
We have a secret weapon here.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And I think it's not right or wrong. It's just sad. I mean, we just, it's just what our culture is. And we, and unfortunately, we have like such a fucking coon brain culture.
Is that how you say it? Who?
Coom?
Coom? Coom?
Oh my
Cooma?
God. I've never heard
Coomer?
that in real life.
Der Coomer, I think, is the original photo. It's like of a bald German guy who has this expression on his face. You know what I'm talking about?
How this entered my lexicon, Coomer, is a series of YouTube videos about Half-Life,
Have you
which
ever been a coomer?
I'm not a coomer. No,
No,
no.
I've
I also
never been
take
a
so many
coomer.
medicines that I don't coom anymore. Not like I can't come, but it's just like it's not you know, it's hard to get me revved. And I'm
Yeah,
married.
I'm sex negative.
That's just because you know why. You know
Yeah,
why. Maybe we'll get you a
I'm like
queen.
so against premarital now that Even looking at this beautiful water, I'm like, God, I hate sex.
That's not good. That's not a great thing. That's not a great position. What I do love is we were going to talk about this. We already have it written down. Well, I have it written down. I'm not going to mention names because I don't think it's very classy. Emily will probably mention names because of her aggression, her heel turn, her impressive heel turn. But so, for those that don't know, there's one. Obviously, there's lots of reply guys. There's always been reply guys. They come, they go, and the lit scene, especially. I guess not especially, but whatever. But there's one that we have just been fascinated with these last few days. And I'll give one example. I won't go into all of these. He's also been in the DMs, which is never a good move. But it's always very dry and robotic, like a murderer
Well, we should
almost.
actually talk about this topic of DMs
Well,
because
let me get
it's
to.
things like this. Well, I should let you explain things.
Okay. I'm not explaining anything. I just want to draw attention to one particular reply that I thought was I don't know, man. I don't know. So there's a writer, there's a female writer, who made a post about sports. And I really forget the context of it, but it was something like, this is like sports, you know, I feel this kind of sport, whatever. And this motherfucker, he posts this thing about like, oh, you would be fans of this team. I really, what do you think of this play from last year? And post like a fucking YouTube link to something. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm just gonna joke, no, brother, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? If you're gonna be a reply guy, fine. You know what he, but something you don't do is do that. It's just so strange. It's bizarre. It's also like, how is this possibly going to get you closer to this person? Do not post a fucking year old video of a football play you like. It's crazy. And also, if you have a book, not saying this guy has a book or not, but you can't be a reply guy anymore. If you are published, you can't do that part of your life, that part of your journey, that's all done with. That's
Dude,
done.
there's like married men who are reply guys.
Well, of course, tale as old as time. But if you are published, that means that's like you're on the record, man. That's set in stone. There should be a higher standard. You can't reply guy anymore. Slide in the DMs, fine, whatever. But don't reply to people. It's crazy.
So,
That's
like,
my appeal.
what's the proper protocol? Because I need
I'd
to
say
fix
don't
my
do it.
riz, man. I gotta find the queen because it's getting real dangerous right now.
I
You
think
should
your
just
direct
become
approach is
gay.
great. Yeah, be
No,
gay.
I don't like men like that. I'm basically a woman.
You learned.
Yeah, it's all everything, you know, practice.
I don't know. I really want like a nice, strong, independent woman to put a
Yeah,
ring on.
and you're gonna find that online on Twitter.
Yeah, I think so,
Yeah.
but I gotta fix my DM game because I've been
Oh,
flopping
yo,
out
no, dude,
here.
I saw
Like,
you blow it a few times. That was pretty great.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
But you recovered. You said like, oh, I'm kind of nervous right now, and I think that's fine. I
that's
don't know.
charming, I think. Like, I'm honest. I don't want to play a fake, confident Casanova.
What you don't do is say how much you love their work and go on like that. I don't think people like
No,
that. It makes people
definitely.
uncomfortable, unless you're a guy, because in a guy, that's like, oh, I have an in. I could fuck this person because they respect me. They like something about me. But that's
Well,
not the same with women. At
we
least I
need
hope not.
Emily's input.
Yeah,
What
what do
would
you think?
charm you?
Oh boy.
100-pound fucking loser.
Hey, come on.
I'm
That
sorry.
hurt. Come on, you're gonna undermine the integrity of the pod. I guess that in the past there has been a certain kind of metrosexual effect, poster or intellectual online
Well,
guy that.
baby, metrosexuals have to know how to dress. These men don't dress well. Dressed well. I mean, we're not allowed to say that, but he dressed well.
You're gonna have to cut, that has to be cut out in post. Come on.
Okay.
I did like his Okay. So let's think about how we can transition
We should
this.
just keep this all in.
No, no, we're
Just
not
bleep
keeping.
name.
Yeah, that's. Oh my God, now you have to do it again.
Two bleeps.
Okay.
Or
Are
you
there
should
going to be
make a Duke
different?
Nukem noise instead of a beep.
What's a Duke Nukem noise?
You don't know who Duke Nukem is, bro? That's fucked. I'm not
I'll
even
look it
gonna
up right now.
explain it. Not even going into it right now.
Are we going to use different bleeps for each guy?
Oh,
Man, I
that would be
don't.
great.
But trying to meet men on Twitter is hard, and I'm not going to meet a guy on Twitter anymore. They're all either I'm a freak or they're a freak, and I'm choosing to believe that they're freaks.
Dude, they're
And
freaks, bro.
Not me,
yeah.
man. I feel like these women in online lit are missing out. Like, and I'm hoping this podcast will show them like I'm a sweetie. Like, I feel like on the timeline, I just sound like a lunatic, but I mean, is this how a crazy person talks? Like,
No, it's a, I mean, an impression of your voice. I am the That's how you sound, actually.
hey,
You
then what
know that?
about
I don't
me?
sound like
You sound
that.
like Daria, bro. Both, honestly.
I've got that so many
Ooh, I bet you
times.
just eat it up.
Yeah, I do kind of eat it up.
Who doesn't
Yeah.
want to be Daria? I
I
mean, I
sound
don't.
like Eeyore.
A lot of men
Eeyore.
want Daria, but they're
Yeah.
all freaks.
That's because I love cartoons. The thing about a cartoon is you can imagine fucking them. You know what I mean?
Oh,
No, I don't do that, man.
no. I think we're going to take a break.
Sounds good. They gotta hold it with two hands.
I have a Shure microphone. All
Oh,
right. The most
damn.
common kind of like it's actually a drum mic, and I don't know why I bought them because I don't play drums. I don't know any drummers.
You play any instruments? You play guitar, right?
Yeah, I play a lot of instruments. Actually, I play guitar and piano and singing saw and ukulele, unfortunately, and mandolin. That's just those are like fucking holdovers from I don't know, growing up in the aughts and listening to Beirut and shit like that. You know, just like you gotta if you want pussy, you need to know how to play a ukulele. You need to know how to play a ukulele. That's
I feel
it.
like that's
All right,
corny nowadays.
we were talking about premarital sex
Yeah.
before the break.
Wait, can we go back to the ukulele point?
Well, yeah, I'm talking back then in the aughts, 2005.
Oh, yeah.
You
Well, right
played a
now, if you
ukulele,
played a
you were getting
ukulele, it'd be
pussy.
corny.
Well, yeah, it was corny back then, but everyone was wild.
Okay, so what should you do now to not be corny and
There's
get like
nothing. It's
queens?
inescapable. Everyone, you got to be cool. You got to have a little bit of detachment. I don't know, dude. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about being corny, I guess. It sucks. Don't worry about that stuff. Don't be cringe. Don't you dare be cringe.
Dude, I'm never cringe. I think I'm
All
like,
right.
I
All
honestly
right.
think I'm cool as shit. Like,
Hey,
you got people
tweeting your name and trying to get your attention, but I think
I know, like,
people
that's
hate
just
your
because
ass. That's just because I'm paying attention to you. Tweets anything is about her. And maybe she's right. I don't know the scenarios. It seems like you have a long list of enemies, and I don't know how. I don't know how you have them. You're nice.
I know,
Fine.
but like,
I know.
you're really nice. You're sweet. I think we're both sweet. Why are we like so hated?
I don't know. I'm loved. I'm pretty loved, I think.
No,
I
but
don't
you
know.
start loved in online lit.
It's because I'm a minority. It's I'm actually the
So
progressive stat.
am
Dude, Poland doesn't
I.
count, dude. It never counted. You guys are fucking
No, but I'm
monsters over
also
there.
like mentally disabled and I'm like retarded.
Well, I'm
And I'm like.
Mexican in my luteal phase and then Polish the rest of the time. So
Double whammy. I mean, we're okay. That's not a minority. That's just a disability, most of these things. Not Mexican. Mexicans are cool. Mexicans are cool. I'm just gonna say, way cooler than Polish people. Polish
No, I
people.
think we're about the same. Like,
No, absolutely not. What do you think?
no, I
Mexicans
think.
fucking wear the big hats. No, I'm not talking sombreros. I'm talking like the cowboy hats. They have the cool shirts. You know what I mean?
Okay,
They
but the
have cartels.
stereotypes are the same. Like,
Are they? No one
yeah.
says Polish people are hard workers.
Well,
No
yeah, they
one
say
says that.
the
Yeah, it's true.
opposite.
Probably. I've
Oh
never met a Polish person, but I've never heard anything good. What's that one?
my.
What's that one post? Polish cyberpunk is ordering a bowl cut with a rotary phone. Classic. Incredible. That's a great one.
No, that's all bullshit, dude. Every Polish person I've met, including the one in the mirror, has been a stand-up person.
Do you know yourself?
I do. I know
Do
myself
you know
so
yourself,
well.
Mari?
I know
Mari, do you
myself
know yourself?
so well. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Premarital sex.
What
Yeah, we were supposed
are
to talk about premarital sex back.
I don't have
your
anything to say
takes
about
on
it.
it?
I
Emily,
think
share your takes. We're like monopolizing the podcast, and I don't want to stigmatize a woman.
I don't know. Like I mentioned in separate conversations with you guys, I was in a relationship with the same person for 9 years, and then I kind of struck out repeatedly, and I think I'm a lesbian now.
That's going to be me.
I'm an intellectual lesbian. I'm like the Gen Z take Notaro or something. It's
You're not
you could
Gen
say.
Z. Don't say you're Gen Z.
No, I am Gen Z technically.
Okay, 28 is that's Gen
That's
Z. Come
unk.
on,
Yeah,
it's
that's
right on the
unk.
border. Okay, all
No,
right,
I am
fine.
considered. No, do not call me unk. Come on, I'm gonna get pissed off. No, I am Gen Z. Do not call me a millennial.
What's
I will
wrong with being a
not.
millennial? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I'm just Gen Z. You guys are like younger millennials, I guess. But yeah, I'm definitely Gen Z. But yeah, I'm not gonna meet a guy on Twitter, that's for sure.
Why did you think you would? It's crazy.
I was well, I actually have a friend who met her husband on Twitter and then she quit Twitter and he actually proposed to her, and it's like, wow. What's
On Twitter?
Not on. No, I'm sure if she would have asked, he would have. But no, I think they proposed like he proposed to her like on a vacation or something.
Oh my God. Oh my
But they
God.
met on.
Oh, if I can do a diversion. So I have a bro, not a real brother, although he is black. but he was with this girl for a very, very long time. All right. And he's big into World of Warcraft. And he wanted to get her into World of Warcraft because what he had done was he had grinded for like thousands of hours to get like high level armor that looks like a wedding dress and stuff like that, like all this shit. And then she just stopped playing. She didn't want to play it anymore. And so he got
Same.
so crushed by this that he held off proposing. Well, he hasn't proposed. Holy shit, they got two kids now and he still hasn't proposed. This has
Oh, that
scarred him.
poor girl.
See, this is the
That's
thing. That
infantile.
poor girl, that poor guy. All right. Do you know boring it is to grind World of Warcraft? It's boring to grind anything except
Yeah,
maybe Dark
that's
Souls. But World
that
of
now.
Warcraft, it's shit. It's garbage game.
That reminded me of how like Nathaniel Duggan plays these games, and he'll like get all the stars in Super Mario, and it's like, what the fuck's the point of all
I
this?
don't think he actually plays that. I think that he looks up
Oh, that's
photos
but no,
online
he's a
and
gamer,
you
bro.
know, he plays
He's a
them.
real gamer. He's
Like
a
the
real
shit that
gamer.
he posts about, like, oh, I made this for breakfast. No, you didn't. You
No,
didn't. Different than gaming.
yeah.
Like, you can't just load up on a CRTV, like, a certain point in a video game, you know what I mean, and fake it. You know what I mean? You
I
can't
thought
do that.
Nathaniel Duggan was Nathan Dragon for like a year.
Yeah, I get that
And
confused.
I felt really bad because I direct messaged him asking him, like, oh, can I review The Champ Is Here? And he's like, well, actually, that's not me. My book is
That's so
called
funny. That's awesome.
that way.
I don't think it's Nathaniel. I think it's really Nathan. I think it's all a show. It's all a
The
show.
Nathan Dragon is actually like married and like they're involved with like
That's a dope
Grant.
name.
It is a nice name. They're involved with like Granta magazine and the Clooney Institute or something. That's an entirely that's alt-lit ascended and there's like online lit and alt-lit and then like ascended alt-lit whatever came after
Ugh,
the
that sounds
D
horrible.
Trapano. How do you say it? D Trapano? I've only ever
I
read it.
don't
I don't
know. Who are these
Yeah, I
fucking
don't
people?
know.
What are you
I don't,
talking
I don't, I don't,
about?
I don't, I don't say that shit out loud to normal
Bunch
people.
of
Like,
nobodies. Oh my
oh, the
God,
D
dude, he's
Trapano.
dead. We should respect him.
Well,
He's
I'm not
the
saying anything negative about him. You are. I'm just asking how to say
dad.
his
I don't
name. I
know
think
who
it's
he is. Who are you talking
Giancarlo
about? He's
D
like some
Trapano.
guy. Yeah, he was like real big, I guess.
I
All
heard he
right.
was a really nice guy.
Can I get him at Borders? Oh, and there's no more Borders.
Barnes and
There you go.
Noble, I
That's a
guess.
millennial thing. That's a millennial thing.
Yes.
Borders.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom used to take, so this is a fun story. My late mother used to take us to Borders every Friday night, and they had a cafe
Your
there.
mom's pregnant again?
No, I just don't
You see,
talk
it
to
goes
her.
two ways. This is why I'm the resident
Yes.
writer. You know, she could be
Yes.
dead or she could be pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go
No,
ahead.
no,
Go
it's okay. I'm not going to talk about my mom's portion today, but so
on.
the woman who would have been like 26 or 27 when I was like maybe 15 or 16, she gave me my first cup of coffee. Her name was Andrea. She actually works at this bar in downtown Rock. Well, it used to be a bar, now it's closed. But it's where all the Rockfordians stuck in 2014 would go. It was called the Oasis. And it
Ah,
was really
okay.
cool. It like you went inside and there were barely any windows and it was all wood paneling and it was like very woodsy feeling and like everything was cheap and you could order food from the restaurant next door and they would bring it in and they were
Okay.
open until 2 a.m. But it was funny to me because I went there with the Hegelian e-girl actually and I was like,
That's
yeah, this is
horrible. What a horrible thing. All
I was
right.
like, yeah, this is Rockford, here's the tour. And that girl was actually my bartender. And then I was like, oh my goodness, I need to move out of here immediately because the girl who served me my first cup of coffee is now like getting me like the most obnoxious, like light IPA. So I'm not a big drinker.
So what are the
But crisis.
Hegelian e-girl
See, that's kind of
thinks?
nice. That's kind of nice. You know,
Sorry,
the
you guys go ahead.
what did the Hegelian e-girl think of Oasis?
So we got into an argument with this guy who had just broken up with his wife, and he was like, I'm proud that we voted for Kamala. And she
Okay,
said,
cool.
well, I'm not trying to speak ill of her, but she said, I'm a Republican. She basically said, I'm a Republican and I don't want to talk to you. And I didn't want to talk to that guy either
So
because he was
stupid.
a real life reply guy and we were off being mean girls in the corner at the bar.
It's
She was
very.
off criticizing, and then she went home and subtweeted my relationship. I think that I've told you guys this story before about how I'm not going to find a husband in an alt-lit theory cell. Do you guys have thoughts on that phrase?
Well, I don't know. Something about her reminds me, like, I'm not gonna say
See, the funny thing is like she doesn't realize that like when you're in the middle of the country, you're not like cool and edgy. You know, in New York, if you're like, I'm a Republican, I don't want to talk to you. Yeah, okay, you got a little edge to you. But if you're doing that in fucking Indiana, it's like, well, yeah, fucking half the fucking people are. What are you, a retard? What are you talking about?
Well, that guy was talking about the election. He was sad about his wife. He was like, oh, my wife beats me. And like, we kind of were like, oh, you let your wife beat you. And he was like, yeah, I'm leaving her. I can't believe Trump won again. I was so proud to vote for Kamala. If you cut me open, I would bleed blue because I'm a Democrat and I'm so happy that I got to vote for the first black Democrat presidential candidate. And I was like, well, you know,
Obama? What about
she Oh, I'm he also said woman. So this guy is
Wow.
multicultural and a feminist, and he's also like drinking beer after beer, like while doing this.
That's
And
cool.
he's like losing
Yeah.
composure and talking about his marriage, and it
This
was a
guy
little
seems
sad.
badass.
He seems fucking cool, bro.
Yeah, that's like.
Well, yeah, Oasis is closed now. They just talked about in the news how there was this other place where I underage drank a lot called the Irish Rose. There, someone bought it and they're going to rename it Harvey Wallbangers, which is disrespectful. They should have just kept it named the Irish Rose because that's a great name for a restaurant and a bar. But they're going to
Yeah.
reopen it, and I'm sure that's where everyone from Oasis will go. So maybe I'll have a social life here again. But I'm going to be the first alt-lit woman in Wisconsin, in the state of Wisconsin. I'm actually going to Wisconsin tomorrow to scope it
Have you
out. I'm pretty.
researched anything about Wisconsin? There's probably other writers there, right? Gatsby Drew
I know
Carey.
that Stephen Tully Dierks actually lives in Milwaukee. That's
What the
about
fuck
all
kind
I
of name
know.
is that? What kind of name is
Yeah,
this?
I've never heard of that guy.
What is that
You
name?
what? You guys didn't read the Zona Motel Substack series in which
Oh
he was
yeah.
mentioned in?
I skimmed
No,
that. It was
I
boring.
I St Stephen Dierks was in my DMs when I was in high school. He never did anything
That's
particularly
cool,
un
bro. He took
Yeah,
that
no,
ride
that's
in that
so you don't
pussy.
know the story behind him, but he got outed for allegations or whatever. And I remember looking back, he would always message me on Facebook and he would be like, oh, what are you doing? How was school today or whatever?
Hell yeah, brother. You're just doing some research. Just be nice. You're trying to a mentor. You know, we gotta mentor these young women. So they can become real writers, you know.
Yeah, and I told him, oh, there's this street by my grandma's house called Dierks
Oh
Street. It
my goodness.
reminded me of you because it's your last name. And he
Cool.
was like, that's
He's like,
really cool.
that's really. Oh, dude, he's swinging it. That's.
Dude, every woman gets like messages from 40-year-old guys when they're 15. This is why I'm a feminist.
I
Yeah.
think that he had to have been maybe like 28, 29,
That's
I'm
creepy as
guessing.
shit.
Yeah, you just.
I'm looking for like a 29-year-old
And
Quain.
it's also just like someone who's 15, woman or man, I guess boy or girl at this point, like none of them are good writers. I don't believe anybody who's like in
No,
their
so
early
that's just a
20s
great,
is a good
yes,
writer. So how,
that's
why are
a
you
great.
writing them and being like, oh man, I loved your fucking book. It's like, what are you,
So
stupid?
what do you
You don't
guys
have any
think?
taste?
Why do you guys think Elizabeth Ellen, she recently posted my poetry randomly from when I was 19 years old? What did she mean by that? I mean, obviously we all know what it was about, but
Dude, like,
why did
what
she
do you think
publish
it
my
was
po
about? Because I think you have a theory. I don't know.
I
I don't
have
know.
just general EE thoughts that I can share.
I think that Elizabeth Ellen posted my writing a couple days ago because of some discourse, and people believe there was a young girl that I, well, there is a female writer who is younger than me that is very talented and has written for a number of communications. And people believe that a series of tweets made on Back Patio Press criticized her directly. And that is false. And I like that young writer. And I'm willing to bet that Elizabeth Ellen thought that I was criticizing that young writer. And she tried to embarrass me by posting my old poetry. Except I went, and this is so lame, but I posted the Hobart poetry in comparison to my new poetry, like the stuff that I have on Spectra and Post Pop Lit. And I was like, oh, if you want my shitty poetry, go to Hobart Pulp. If you want my good poetry, go to my website.
Oh,
And I
you
was
had some
like,
guys slide up there
bam.
too. It was like, oh, I like both of them. Wow, you're so talented.
That's awesome.
No, but I don't know what she's about. I can't read Elizabeth Ellen. One day I'm nice to her, then the next day I'm like shit posting on her thing. Like
I have no opinion. I have no
I just
opinion.
don't get her. I can't understand her. She posts like pictures of her in her underwear and then like posts about her husbands. It's
You
like
know? That's
live your life, Queen.
all appropriate things to post on your public facing publishing social media.
I
You
like
know what
how
I
she
mean?
posted a photo of her daughter who's my age. Let's all pray
Yeah,
for
let's
that
comment
girl.
on her. Oh
No!
my
Leave her daughter alone. I'm sure
God.
she's a perfectly nice young lady.
Why bring it up? Why you do
Because
this? See, this is what I mean. Her, she's malicious. There's a mean streak in this lady.
women
Yeah.
who are 29 are still young, like Elizabeth Ellen's daughter.
Oh,
We're
so,
nice
oh,
young
this is
ladies.
the 28-year-old. I'm still young. I'm still young. The wall, what is that? I've never even seen it.
I grow more beautiful by the second. I use tretinoin and I barely drink. I don't drink any alcohol and I'm on the Ray Pete diet. I'm.
You're
Oh,
on that
yeah.
progesterone
Yeah, that guy.
shit.
The fucking
Yeah.
guy looks like he's from Resident Evil. I'm taking health advice from it. You know, I gotta. I'm not. I hesitate to even say problem. And I'm just saying this as information, just to relate to you guys. I don't need your fucking opinions on it. I don't need. I talk to my doctors. My husband gives me it all the time. All right. But so, I have been drinking, like, probably 30 to 40 cups of coffee every day. And recently, I've gotten
You're
really
peeing.
into Excedrin, taking a lot of Excedrin. And so now there are things, there are days where I don't have any Excedrin, and I just have insane headaches like all fucking day. So I've accidentally gotten myself addicted to Excedrin.
You should switch that with aspirin and then,
I
so.
can't take aspirin anymore. I'm not allowed to take aspirin anymore because I had an abscess
Oh,
in my mouth. And for some reason,
I'm
I don't
so
know.
sorry.
Well, it's fine. I just started taking aspirin and I accidentally overdosed on aspirin. And you see, I went to the hospital because I was like, I have this fucking abscess. I'm afraid it's gonna like kill me. But really, I'm like, I need like some kind of pain medicine. This is intolerable. All right. And I didn't get anything like that. But they did my blood work and they're like, we need to keep you here because you have like a lethal amount of aspirin in your bloodstream. And the thing is, something they don't tell you with aspirin, if you, I guess, over D, if you exceed the LD50, I'm sure I didn't do that. That means you're going to die. But what happens is your ears start ringing. And my
Oh.
ears just rang for like 3 fucking days. I thought I was going
Jesus.
crazy. I thought there was poison from the abscess fucking with my brain. So I
Dude,
can't take aspirin anymore.
You live a Detroit ass life, man.
Fuck you, man. You know nothing about the hood, brother.
I'm surprised you didn't tie some like fishing hook to your teeth and then put it on a door.
You don't put the hook in the mouth. It's
No, I
just a
meant
you
the
just
fishing
string
wire, man.
the fishing wire. Okay, New York boy. It's called fishing line. It's not
Fishing
called fishing
line.
wire.
Well, it's the same thing.
Those are different things.
My dog chewed up my debit card and my eyebrow card that gets stamped when I go get my eyebrows threaded. That's
That's what
sad.
I you have they do stamp things from the, I'm
Yeah.
surprised that's not in a Detroit thing. I definitely see that happening. What's
They have
common here actually
a
is
lot of eyebrow threading stuff there.
well, yeah, dude, it's like fucking 95% black, of course. What's a big problem is people sitting going to they started making people at beauty parlors pay up front, and now beauty parlors also have like bulletproof glass over
Oh.
them, and like you have to be buzzed in and stuff because people would get their hair did or done. I'm sorry,
Yeah, dude.
and then they would just sprint out. They'd just fucking leave. There's nothing that people could do. Yeah, it's a real problem here. Not for me, obviously. I have gorgeous hair. I don't need weaves or any kind of accessories.
That's one thing I'm so proud of is that I don't have the Norwood. Because honestly, like since losing my relationship, I've become keenly aware of aging. Like I really can't be that guy who at 40 has like that type of body and like the Norwood and
What
has
is the
like
Norwood? I don't know what the Norwood
What
is.
about being
What
40 and having
is
2 children and having a career as an alt-lit writer
that?
on the side?
That's pretty generous to say career.
Okay, enough. Enough being. I'm not gonna.
Parody.
I'm not gonna be mean. Yeah, this is fictional.
This
So
is
yeah,
all made up.
Norway. Yeah, this is all made. This
Yeah.
is definitely not about
We're
real writers and people that we know.
writers here. We work, we're in the realm of wonder, imagination. It's just,
Someone just posted a photo of a bug on my timeline and I don't like when people do that. I need to not be on the computer or phone when I'm reading or when I'm eating because
Yeah.
I see something and I get grossed out.
Yeah, that's some girly shit. I've
No,
looked
I
at
don't like
World of
bugs.
T-shirts. You know who World of T-shirts is?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
No,
like I.
who can you inform me?
He's like this autistic 23-year-old alcoholic, and he just drinks so excess,
Word.
like
He looks
30 drinks a day.
exactly like Nate. He looks exactly like Nate. It's
No, come on.
crazy. I felt bad
Nate
because
is better looking.
I just kept DMing Nate pictures of World of T-shirts. It is like the resemblance is uncanny. I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture. I'm gonna set the mic
Talking about
down.
Nathaniel Duggan?
Yes.
No, he doesn't. Nathaniel looks way better. Like Nathaniel, in some videos, he looks like a zaddy.
I've never seen a video of him. I have a photo of him with Tulsi Gabbard pulled up right now.
Ooh,
Looks like
Nathaniel?
he looks kind of like he goes on Reddit and he's
Oh
wearing a t-shirt that says gaydeathtrance.net.
God.
It
Really?
sucks. That's super lame.
That's lame. I'm
I'm gonna.
sorry.
Okay, check the chat. Tell me this doesn't look like Nathan. Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
No, but I've watched World of T-shirt just like vomit all over himself while eating and just be like totally
Been kicking
unfazed.
cars. He kicks cars and stuff. He was jumping up
Yeah.
and down on an SUV. It's so much to get into. We just can't we probably can't get into it right now.
I just had a guy favorite a selfie from like 5 days ago.
Oh yeah, brother. They Mervin, they're trying to get that. Yeah. It must be horrible to be a woman online. Yeah.
Let's get real.
Full
Yeah,
stop.
I'm looking at. There's already a reply to this photo that says, hold on.
What photo? The bug?
No, we're not talking about the bug anymore. It says nice picture and very cool tattoo.
Oh my
Very cool.
God. I
Very
mean,
cool.
honestly, if you comment on the woman author's photos, you're being a creep.
Yeah, I think
Like,
so.
there's no way to like do it in a cool way. Like, you're showing your ass. Like, there's nothing
What about
cool
the
you can
two
say.
eyes? What about the two eyes?
No, that's
Or
so.
the face with the blushing? I think those are
Dude,
fine.
no,
Oh,
the
no,
two
fire
eyes are
emoji.
basically like,
Fire emoji is the best one. That one's great.
no, you just can't do it.
Yeah, I
I don't know what
disagree.
you can do. I guess if
Oh
you're like
yeah, he
Peter
does look
Vak, you
like
can.
he looks Peter Vak's a nice guy. His
He's
dad follows me on
awesome.
Instagram. It's funny.
I don't know who
That
that
does look
is.
like
Who fucks Peter Vak?
Peter Vak wrote Silly Boy.
No idea what that
I
is.
He's like one of the most attractive men writers out right now. Like
Oh.
when I look at him, I'm like, whoa. Like
And
this
yet you don't like Kyle.
is
He's fucking gorgeous.
No,
I
I'm not gonna get
agree
into that right
that
now.
Kyle's a
Gorgeous.
married man.
Yeah, it's a forbidden fruit.
Dude, he has a mustache. That's freaking.
I gotta
I'm
say,
not gonna say it.
he's great.
David
He
has
looks hot.
made comments in the past about my relationship to mustaches, so I'm gonna have to cut that out. That's cringe.
What do you mean, though? What do you
You know,
mean?
I never read Kyle's work. Never read it. Not really interested in it. I've seen pictures of him reading. It looks horrible. Maybe the book's good, but he is very sexy, and he dresses well. He
I
dresses
mean, yeah, he
well.
does dress well. Like,
And yet you hate him.
I
It's
mean,
crazy.
let me tell the people straight up why I hate him. Let me get this off my fucking chest.
Okay.
It's just that I can sense the fake niceness on this motherfucker.
The
Like,
projection.
No, because I'm not fake. Like,
You're not very nice either.
exactly. Like, I'm nasty and I'm moody
Moody, yeah, you're pretty
and I'm
moody.
like, but him, it's just like, oh, I just kissed a puppy. Oh, just like, give me a fucking break,
Yeah.
man.
Kind of
Like,
like a Josh Whedon vibe to me, you
I
know?
want to like
Josh
pull him by
Whedon.
the, I want to like pull him by the shirt and be like, tell me what the fuck is wrong with you.
Why
Like,
would you? Why would you? Why, how do you think that would play out?
I mean, I think he would be like, oh yeah, I killed like four people in Iraq. I can't get over it. And
Was
that's
he in
why,
Iraq?
that's awesome.
My
Yeah, I think he was a
landlord in.
soldier.
My
Hell yeah.
landlord in New Mexico was a veteran, and like I remember one day I was coming to pick something up before I moved in,
Semper
and
Fi.
he, something like that. He was on the phone with someone talking about how he couldn't take any of his open liquor with him to California because he had to drive. And he had
Yeah,
like,
all
and
right.
this was a nice guy, and I just kind of like made me sad.
Dude,
That he had so
alcoholism is
much.
that's
It's.
alcoholism is infantile.
I mean, he was very high up where I was working, so I could understand why that kind of job would make you drink, but it just made me sad. Like, I hope that that's not what that looks like. God, I can't put that in here.
He's just riding the lightning, brother.
So what do we talk about again? Well, we could talk about where I was. That was a
Yeah,
pretty
go
nice
ahead.
spot. Well, like I said before, I went towards this beachy place, towards like a little pier, and I just climbed up the rocks into just like this little secluded area. And I was just like listening to you guys while dangling my feet over the water. It was really nice, honestly, and I feel bad because I crashed out earlier and almost didn't do this.
Yeah, you
Do
talk to women that way?
I crash out
Ooh.
on women like that?
No, I'm not
No.
talking about crashing out, just like your little I really needed this, guys. You're
No, I talk to you guys like that because you're my besties. And I'm
Yeah.
trying to be sweet.
Well,
That's
thank
all right.
you. That's nice. That's I
No,
mean
you're
weird. It's
welcome.
kind of weird, but you know, it's fine.
No, it's wholesome. It's like, We're a
What
big
about this has
family
been
now.
wholesome? What has been wholesome
No, we're
about
a big
this?
family
They're
now.
talking about Mr. Siebel, isn't he?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, the
I
guy
mean,
from Lo-Fi Lit left the group chat already.
dude, that.
Well, I don't think I'm not saying anything about him. Tyler's a nice guy.
Yeah,
Oh,
he's a nice
so only
guy.
one of us will get fucking popped here. Yeah, Bagger, huh?
Yeah, well, Bagger uses a pseudonym, so it's like I'm nice to everyone except I'm a nice girl. I don't know
I
why
think it's
people took issues
untoward.
with
I
me.
think it's
I
untoward.
think.
It's rude. We want to talk about other writers? Fine. Fuck them. It's verses. All right. But you
Yeah.
talk about other podcasters? That's beyond the pale.
I mean, come on.
Hey, you did this. You trapped us in this. I don't know.
I mean, let's just keep that in and I'll take the heat. I'll take the
Yeah.
all the heat for
Hi,
that comment.
Tyler, that was Bagger who said that.
Yeah.
That's Bagger. Sometimes Bagger has a secret personality called Nagger that comes out.
God. You see, I saw you put this in the DM and I was like, what the? You're gonna bagger and nagger. All right, go ahead. Do it.
Well,
Do
that's
the
it.
nagger.
Yeah,
That's the whole
that's
thing.
a
God.
joke.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Sometimes he's nagger, huh? All right. All right.
When he gets in his feelings, he
Yeah.
nags.
I
Nags,
mean, I do.
nags.
I gotta work on that. You guys gotta help me.
You guys remember when it. Oh, go ahead.
I'm coming to this podcast at my lowest of the low. I need you guys to build me up so that by
You're a
episode
property.
100.
You're. In
Wait,
New
wait, wait,
York
wait. Let's
City.
censor that bar. I'm not trying to
Okay.
get. So
Oh,
I
hey,
was,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Someone's calling me from Kentucky. I'm gonna mute myself.
Okay, good, because I'm gonna talk about you.
Okay, we're just gonna have a men's hour right
So get
now.
this. I remembered and then torrented the 2002 movie Reign of Fire. I was very excited about it. Actually, Reign of Fire still has like 100 theaters, which is crazy to me. I don't know. Some people were on the tip with me. All right, and I was excited.
That's the Christian Bale movie with
Fucking
dragons.
yes. And so
Yeah.
I texted Emily and being like, I'm gonna watch this sick ass movie. I haven't seen it since I was like 12, called Reign of Fire. And I'll go through. Reign of Fire is an post-apocalypse movie. It takes place in Britain. It's very edgy. It's very gritty. It's very
You talking about in
dire.
Bruges?
No, I'm talking about
No.
Reign of Fire.
Oh, that
Okay.
was gave up award.
No. Okay, in Reign of Fire, the world ended because dragons came back. Because in this world, dragons existed. Dragons don't exist. I don't believe they ever existed. But in this world, they did. And they came back by the millions. And they destroyed humanity. They ate them. They burned everything to fucking shit. And then humanity tried to nuke them. Of course, that doesn't turn out well. And so basically, the movie is the last of the survivors, all right, fighting dragons. They're on ATVs, they're on trucks, they have machine guns, they have harpoons. They're trying to kill fucking dragons. I'm pumped about this. I described this to Emily. She goes, "This doesn't really set a spark to me, but I'm happy. I'm happy that you are excited about it." And I think that's fucked up. That's soulless. How could you? That's
Dude,
there's
that
something.
movie
If that doesn't.
sucks.
Oh, no. I just watched it today. It is fucking dope.
was
It is.
boring.
Oh, you're. When was the last time you fucking watched it?
Well, honestly, I saw it on a really depressing day.
Well, see, you're at the whim of your emotions. We can't even trust your opinion. You're too
No,
emotional.
it is. I mean, but that
It's
day was
dope.
really
It's dope. It's dope as fuck, bro. Oh, man. And there's Matthew McConaughey in there. And this is 2002 Matthew McConaughey. He's hot now. But back then, he's crazy hot. And he shaved his head. He got a beard. Man, he's doing a little British accent. Wait, no, he's not. He's like an American thing. They're like Mercer. But anyway, the thing is, if
No,
that
that
doesn't capture you, you're broken. You're fucked. Even if
no,
the movie's
that's one
not
of
good,
those movies
the
that
concept
just the
is great.
concept, yes, and then you watch it and it's just like
No.
they
I the
focus on the complete wrong bullshit and
Oh,
it
you're
like
so wrong. What? You're so fucking stupid. You're so wrong.
what?
But anyway, conceptually, I just if that doesn't spark you, you're soulless. There's something wrong with you. You're stunted. It's over. It's over for you. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
no.
Oh,
I think
okay.
Bagger's gonna make it. Come on.
Dude, Uwe Boll follows me on
That's
X.
cool, dude.
Yeah, well, his podcast does. I
Ooh,
shouldn't.
Uzo? Is that how you say his
No,
name? Uzo Ball?
Uwe.
Uzo Ball?
Uwe.
He's making a
So
really
bold.
gritty, haphazard American Thighs movie.
That guy was like quote tweeting the shit out. I'm so excited. I still have the
Uwe Boll?
bleep thing.
Uzo Ball.
Uzo Boll?
Yeah.
Uzo's dope, bro.
Uzo's the goat.
He's dope. But I didn't realize he had such a sexy voice.
Dude,
I've never heard him talk.
he's like
But are
Kung
you in
Fu
for a
Kenny,
treat?
man.
Wait, like
He
who? Kung
he's
Fu.
like he's like Kung Fu Kenny, 'cause he has like this
Who
like
is that? Who the fuck knows who Kung Fu? What's a Kung Fu Pet Kenny?
Well, that's Kendrick's like little nickname, Kendrick Lamar. But I just
He
mean
does not
he
sound like Kendrick Lamar.
No,
What
I
are you
don't mean
telling me?
that. I just mean like he has like this like muscular skinny body, like some Kung Fu Bruce Lee type.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen his body. You got
What?
him. Wow.
Dude, I hyper analyze these people. Like, I look like Red Bar. Just like, I look at their pictures and I
You're looking at
scan
people's,
every.
the skin,
Yeah.
huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm always saying things I don't mean. I'm always starting problems.
Yeah.
Dude, I think I have like mental disabilities. Like,
I don't
talking to
know.
you
Stop.
guys.
Don't steal valor. Don't steal valor. You don't have mental disabilities.
I
You're just
think I
Polish.
do.
Just a Polish guy.
I think I'm just a retard. I should just
Oh.
toss myself into this water right now and end it all.
Bash yourself
Do you like
up on the
carry a
rocks.
gun out there? Do you ever get like worried or
I
anything?
wish I had money for a
No.
gun. That would be awesome. Are you talking to him? Why would he need a gun in New York?
Because it's dangerous out here, man.
Oh yeah, it's dangerous out there in New York. Okay, now I
Yeah,
got it. All right.
it's super scary. There's
Yeah.
thieves and robbers and rapists and kidnappers on every block, and every shadowy figures has knives and guns.
I liked the Red Hook neighborhood a lot when I visited.
Red Hook is like gentrified now.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
liked it. I'm boring. I would move to Lincoln Park. I would move to like Highland. I
Yeah.
would move to a nice ritzy suburb over moving back to the city.
Dude,
No.
I remember the day that the Linkin Park guy killed himself.
Yeah, Chester Bennington. Chester
Yeah.
Bennington, which that name has inspired trans men everywhere. It's the most trans men name I've ever heard. Chester Bennington. That's like a.
I still hate the girl from Bennington. That's my
Who's
version of that song.
the who's the girl from Bennington?
The John Mouse song, I still love the girl from
John Mouse.
Bennington.
I
John
never
Mouse
listened to John
is
Mouse.
a choice gentleman, but he's married. He's very tall.
Nah, Ye is a choice gentleman.
Kanye, yes. Yes.
I don't know about that. I don't even think that's actually Kanye. I
Have you
think the real
what?
Kanye is 6 feet under.
He's dead? I mean,
Yeah.
maybe. Part of him is dead. Have you been following Kanye at all?
I
I am
am
a
a Kanye fan,
I
yes.
know that you are following him.
Yeah, I
He's an
love him.
animal.
That's my dad.
He's not your dad. He's
He
not your dad.
is.
Is that why
He
you don't see him?
is.
See, one of the things I love about I'll talk about a recent song. The song Cousins, which we're not gonna get into the whole auto tune. I gave my cousin head. I gave my cousin head. You know, that's
That's the best
obviously
part.
it is awesome, but it's also like, bro, you shouldn't do that. But lines in the songs that I particularly like is talking about how they won't let him see his kids, or maybe that's another song.
No, that's on the Heil Hitler song.
That's the Heil Hitler song. Well, it doesn't matter. On that note, it's like pretty obvious, right? Why is he confused about this? I mean, besides saying Heil Hitler all the time, besides having an absolutely flooded diamond swastika, a necklace, okay? He's also spent the last 2 years hanging out with a naked woman everywhere in public. It's very obvious why he cannot
Dude,
see his kids. And but
just stop slandering my
I'm not,
father
yeah,
like
he's done enough
that.
jobs slandering himself. But one of my favorite things is he's like begging, he's pleading, like in confusion, in a haze, going like, the nitrous don't help no more. The nitrous don't help. And it's like, who told you that
But
that would
yeah,
help?
have
No
you
one's
never
ever,
done
what kind of advice?
that?
No one's ever been like, nitrous is going to really help me. That's not, that's not what
Okay,
it
but
does.
have you never had that where like people are telling you like why are you doing this? And like you're like, you have all these copes and you just keep doing the behavior.
Cope is not, nitrous. No one, but no, not even, no one ever says nitrous is like going to like take. Come on, man.
Dude, but
What problems has that fixed?
that's like me going up to a heroin addict and being like, well, didn't
Okay.
you see that
Him doing
ad
nitrous is
about
not the same
eggs?
as doing heroin, bro. Come on.
Well, which do you think is worse? I think the nitrous is worse. Doesn't that like fuck
It's
up your
definitely funnier.
spine?
It's definitely a lot funnier. I'll say that. You ever done Duster? Duster's really
No.
fun, but it tastes terrible, bro. It
Dude,
tastes
I'm like,
awful.
when I hear stories about these writers and like what they do, they're like in the K-hole constantly. I just feel like I'm so sheltered. Like all I do,
You don't
I
need to
don't
feel
like
sheltered.
touch that shit, man. Like imagine me on an after nitrous, like I'd be cooked.
No, dude, nitrous is awesome, bro. What are you talking about? You got to do some nitrous. It's
No,
awesome.
no, no.
It's really good.
I'm
You
not
know, I was
repeating my
thinking about
dad's mistakes.
your dad's a nitrous addict, a
Yeah.
Polish nitrous addict.
No,
He's
he's
speaking that
African
fucking demon
American.
language.
I mean, my adopted dad.
Do you think David Blunt's and Kanye, I guess it's Dave Blunt's. I don't like calling them Daves or Davids. But do you think they mixed up their associated masks? Like Kanye was like accidentally took a hit off his oxygen tank, and Dave Blunt's is doing the nitrous tank, and they like smile and they're like, oh, this one's yours. You ever think that happened? Maybe? No?
Why does one of them have an
No.
oxygen tank?
Because he's fat as fuck, dude. He's dying. He's dying. He's
What's this
so
guy's
fucking
name?
fat.
Dave
Dave Blunt.
Blunt. That's what I look like. I need
Dude,
like
that's not
18
good.
years of Ozempic.
I don't know if Ozempic would save
Born
you.
in 2001.
Yeah, he's
What?
fat as fuck, dude. He's dying. He's so fucking fat. Yeah, he's on oxygen. He takes a lot of pictures sitting down. He used to do concerts sitting down. Very
Dude,
funny.
his album is sick.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Probably. I
And
don't know.
his, I like the names of his albums, Jace and his undying quest to find his dad. That's you, bagger. That's dope. That's awesome. You are not
No,
that special. I can do what you can do. I like that one. I can do what you can do. That's me. That
that is you.
title is
Completely
me.
untrue. Like, I can go up a bunch of stairs. That motherfucker can't. He can't do that.
Dude, he's gonna get ripped.
No, he's yeah, that's what he's
That's
bulking
like
right now.
saying
The cut is
that,
coming. He's gonna
like,
cut soon.
who do you think's gonna get thin first, him or Stavros Halkias? Is that how you say it?
Stavros, of course,
De I
because
think definitely Stav, man.
Stav is
I don't
losing
know.
weight.
Dave Blunt is so he's gone. He's done. It's lost cause. It's lost cause, man.
Yeah. Oh
Big loss. Oh well.
well.
My husband and I watch a this YouTuber. Her name is Chikara. What is it? Chikara Transformation. Chikara is not a real name, and so she's a bodybuilder. And she makes these really mean, petty videos about
Oh,
fat
hell
influencers.
yeah. Oh, I've seen her, I think.
Some of the best things about her, I'm not going to get into all of her meanness. It's just the bullet points for her is first, her videos, which maybe we can play this. You can look this up. At the beginning of her video, she raps. It's crazy. And she's Danish. So she talks Dutch. I'm sorry, Dutch, and she talks all fucked up. All right, but she's pregnant right now. And she describes that well, because she's caring for the baby, she's looking out for the baby, she only does a Hollywood amount of performance enhancer. She says a Hollywood, and she won't say steroids or she won't say tea, but performance, only a Hollywood amount of performance enhancers. And she only has one drink every night. You know what I mean? And this baby's gonna die. There's no way. And she's 41. This, can you imagine?
Oh.
She's awesome. She's great. It's really funny. She's very catty, and she hates, like,
I
she
want
has
to
like.
say something, but you're gonna have to censor. I'm gonna say that the her baby is gonna come out looking like.
You ever watch Don't Be a Menace for South
Yeah.
Central? You know, that's how I imagine is, the guy with the tiny legs who wants to dance.
I just imagine him in a wheelchair.
Talking about the soccer movie or rugby. Is it rugby? What is that? That is about soccer or rugby? I'm not sure. It doesn't matter.
Bar is a classic bar in Coney Island, Brooklyn, if you're ever in
Man,
the
you're a fuck.
area.
They should just glass, like I said, they should just glass the whole fucking island. It's done. Fuck it. Kill all those people there. It'll be great. No.
No, I love living here.
Man,
It's where
fuck you.
I feel at home.
All right. I think we wound down. I think we're
Yeah,
edgy.
I
Yeah.
am. Winding down. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
I actually don't have, I literally don't have hate for anyone on X. I just want to say for the
That must be
record.
nice.
Like, I mean, like, I hate them, but like, if I saw them on the street, would I throw a brick at their head? No, like,
That'd be cool. That'd
we'd
be
be all,
awesome.
we'd all be friends. Like,
I
yes,
think
no, I don't know
that's
about
for. I don't know about that. I don't think I would
that.
be friends with all these people.
Yeah, you're
I don't think
right.
they know how to have friends. They're also
I mean,
self-serious. It's like no, you know, and they're always pontificating like they have something big and important to say. And it's like nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares anyway. And also, you're like on fucking the Nazi website. All right, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? I don't like it. I'm not a Nazi, but you're on it. All right, so stop with this shit. Stop with it, okay? Stop acting so embattled. Stop acting so thing. Nobody fucking cares. That's what.
dude,
Okay, anyway.
are we
you
gonna
just went
close?
full woke, man.
Is that woke? Is that woke? Wait,
X the
wait,
free
wait, wait,
is
wait. Yeah,
X
X
is
is
the
the free.
free speech app.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna get Elon's gonna come on the pod. Before we end our episode today, I wanted to express our gratitude to our volunteer sound editor. You may recognize that name from YouTube, the theater arts publication, Ms. or your daughter's Twitter direct messages. Because we're so grateful for his volunteer work, we want to purchase him a GIMP suit for his 41st birthday with podcast proceeds. So
On
please
Switch
be
two,
on the
Switch
look.
two.
No, a GIMP suit.
A
No.
Switch two as well.
We need to get him Switch two, and we need to get him Harvest Moon.
What's cheaper?
I think the
A
GIMP
GIMP suit
suit's going to
is
be
no,
cheaper.
the I think GIMP suits are expensive. They're like a specialty item.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you a GIMP suit, whatever size you want, a Switch 2, and a $30 gift card to the Nintendo store. Be on the lookout for our Patreon to support this. You're such a money grabber. See, she is a Republican.
Oh,
She is a Republican. She is right. She's like, it's about the
we didn't
money.
even finish one episode, and we're still in
Yeah, what are you talking?
the
See, we got this right wing harpy. We got
Patreon.
this boring lib, and then me, the radical. We got this radical minority. Minority, thank you very much. And then
Dude,
I'm the real
I'm
writer.
the free speech warrior of this
Well, thank
podcast.
you for listening to this episode, this inaugural episode of Response Pod. Please like the video on YouTube, download it on Spotify, repost it on Twitter, send us love mail, send us hate mail, send
Yeah.
us your book and we'll talk about it, or send us your
Definitely.
tweets. Yeah, give me a
Thank
PDF of that. Give me
Yeah,
some PDFs, brother.
let's get some PDFs going. So we will see you next time.
No one's gonna want us to talk about their fucking book.
I will talk about their book.
Oh.